Hello?
Hi, me here.
Hey.
Hi, I just got home.
Oh, yeah.
Looking at...
I think it's his family doctor tomorrow morning.
Oh, I see. Okay, I have a Dr. Botha, Valley Family Practice, neurologist.
No, that's not Dr. Botha, that's his family doctor.
I have a phone number, 392.
Yeah, that's his family doctor. No, that's his family doctor.
I see. Okay.
Because Tammy was here tonight, and we went through that piece of paper, and he opens at 8 to 12, and all the rest of the surgeons, two of them, two of them aren't even open until the 14th and 10th, and the other one is only open from 10 to 4.
Oh, shit. So I got the wires crossed.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Well, that's okay. We'll just make another appointment because they just opened today, the one guy.
Yes.
Right? But I do want to I want to take him to the family doctor anyways because I think he's hallucinating a little bit.
Yeah.
I think that's why he's screaming all night long. And then he gets up and like this afternoon he said he had a dream that company came and they were laughing their faces off at him. And I said, well, no, nobody's come. And then now he just got up and goes, Jesus Christ, I got to get outside and feed my fucking cows. I'm like, have no fucking cows. Like, he's always coming up with shit like this, right?
Well,
it's been happening for the last few days.
Well, Tammy believes that it's because of the medication. But
I'm thinking it might be too.
Before the medication. The reason that I suggested...
not this bad. Like, he screams all night long now.
Oh, I know he does.
It's getting worse. And then he gets up and he's had a bad dream every time he's had a nap. Like, the combination of those pills with the alcohol, I want to talk to the doctor and tell him, you know, he's screaming all night, which he never did, and he's waking up having these ridiculous dreams. Like, last night I caught him putting his shoes on at 11 o'clock because he was going out to close the chicken house. Well, the chicken house had been closed since 4 o'clock.
Yeah. Oh, shit. And I think it is. But... The reason I'm questioning is that he was like that when I got there. He was wigged and, you know, shaking and not coherent.
Well, of course,
for 4 days before we even saw, you know, before he started the meds.
Yeah, well, that's part of the I know, and that's why I want to talk to him and see if it is the meds or if it's something to do with more trauma when he fell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. Like, there's something going on because I get up in the morning, he hasn't eaten, and this morning I got up about 9 and he hadn't even opened the chicken house, so I opened that, and then I made him oatmeal for breakfast and he ate the whole bowl of that, thank God.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, he liked the oatmeal. He's off his eggs and grapefruits, so forget that. So I was trying to come up with something else, you know. So tomorrow I said, well, that's fine. We got the family doctor tomorrow, so... we can get up in the morning and have coffee, and maybe I can make you pancakes or French toast or something different.
Sure.
And then we can go to the doctor's. You're out of chicken food, which I was supposed to do tomorrow, because I went yesterday. Everything was closed.
Yes. Yeah.
So I said, so while we're out in the morning after the doctor's, we can head to the feed store. We'll go to a different one. There's another one here that I used to get my hay from. So we'll go to a different one where you drive right into a closed area. And they load everything inside, like it's completely sealed, eh?
It's better than slipping on ice.
Yeah, you just drive right in and right out, eh?
Mm-hmm.
That's where he used to take me for hay. So then we can go get hay, and I've got to go to the bank tomorrow. I've got to go and pay my storage tomorrow and just pick up some food for Gucci.
Mm-hmm.
So I said we can kind of do those things while we're out in the morning and then get home.
Yeah.
And get him out a bit, right? But I'll see how he feels after the doctor's and after we go for feed. If he wants to come home, I'll bring him home and just go do what I got to do. But I got to get my storage sent tomorrow.
Yeah, got to be done.
Oh, yeah. But
well, I am awfully sorry that I fouled up on this appointment thing. Shit.
Oh, that's okay, because I phoned all three. And like I said, two of them have messages stating they're not open, one till the 10th and the other one till the 14th. And then she said, I have 1,000 faxes, but we just got back today and... we haven't even got any appointments booked this week yet.
Oh, well, I hope that you can get in pretty soon.
Yeah, well, I told her a referral had been sent from Hope Hospital, so she'll look for that, you know, when she'll see that when she gets it and probably maybe call us, right?
Yes, yes.
But, no, that's the family doctor because he's the only one open 8 to 12.
Yeah.
But we need to go there anyways.
Okay. Is that Dr. Botha? Is that yours? Or is
the No, that's the neurosurgeon. Guy? No, the Anvari or whatever his name is. Anvari?
Uh-huh. Okay, yes.
That's
yes,
the family
the one
doctor.
I can't pronounce. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, me neither. And he's the one that we have, I'm sure we have the appointment with in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Because that's the address you gave me. I looked it up on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's his address.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hell. There's also... Yeah, okay.
That's
well,
fine.
Then... Shit. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yes.
We'll go there anyways because it'll get him out. He hasn't gone anywhere. Like, I said to him, do you want to go for a beer today at 11? He's like, no. I'm like, okay.
Hmm.
Because I would have taken him.
He doesn't really like going there anymore.
No, he thinks everybody's laughing at him. He just thinks everybody's fucking laughing at him no matter where he goes. He just, oh, people just laughing at me. So people aren't laughing at you. Yeah, they are. Look at them. They're just laughing at me.
Oh, my goodness. Well.
Yeah, so, like, I think he's tripping in his head, eh?
Yes, yes.
So
I thought,
maybe we... Hmm?
Oh, I was hoping that he would be doing a bit better these past few days from what I've heard.
Well,
Tammy said
one day he was...
Bad.
One day he was completely normal, and then the next day he was looked like hell in the morning, but then by the afternoon he looked like crap again, you know, and then, yesterday I went to my stepmom's surprise birthday, and I was gone about 3 hours, and when I got home, there's Tammy, I got to email her,
mm-hmm.
let her know it is the family doctor tomorrow. When I got home, he hadn't eaten, and... He was like waiting for me, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
The chickens hadn't been closed at 7 o'clock, and
shit.
So I closed the chickens when I got home, and I came in. I brought him plates full of food and that, but he ate a couple of things, but then he was a mess, so I said, okay, you better take your meds now, so I gave him his meds, and then he went to bed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think it's
hoping...
Well, I think it's trauma, like you said, but I think these meds are messing with him.
Well, those green ones are probably...
I mean,
Yeah,
well, I don't give them to him, like, I give him the pink one with his breakfast.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't give him the green one until, like, by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he's absolutely a shambles.
Yes.
He's
yeah.
just a mess.
Well, that's what the drink does, unfortunately.
Well, by that time, he really hasn't had any now because I got him back on the coffee and stuff.
Oh, well, that's good.
You know, and I got him water and
mm-hmm.
all that kind of stuff. But, you
yeah.
know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he's only maybe had one drink.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm hoping...
I don't know. I think maybe it's his body adjusting to the meds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because your mind can play tricks, right?
Oh, absolutely, certainly, yes, you're absolutely
right.
So
I'm thinking
that.
These meds might be messing with his head a little bit, and maybe he needs to change these meds to something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I won't really know that until I get him there tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
And talk to him. You know, he's pretty good, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So I don't know, but he just seems to be getting more lost in the head. I don't know. It's like, if I don't feed him, he won't eat. If I don't make it, you should see his bed. Like, holy Christ, this morning half of it was rolled up in a ball on the middle of his bed, and the rest, he even pulled his sheet right out. And it was on the floor. I'm like, what the hell is he doing in his bed?
Oh, he's just fighting all night long, fighting with demons.
Yeah, I think so, you know?
Shit.
It's kind of scary.
Well, yes, yes. This has got
to get a handle
on it. Maybe this is a good thing that he's got this family doctor tomorrow then.
Because
mm-hmm,
you know, he likes
seriously.
Him too, right?
Yeah.
Because all day long he's been, I told him this morning we got the neurosurgeon tomorrow, and then he went for a nap and got up at noon. And he's like, I don't want to go to that doctor tomorrow. That doctor scares the shit out of me. I said, well, the doctor's actually there. Okay. I said, the doctor's going to help you. I'm going to get his walking cane out of the truck in a minute when I take the garbage out.
Okay.
He refuses the walker.
Oh, I imagine, like, yeah.
You know, and, oh, no, he's refusing that. Like, it's in the garage now.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So that brilliant idea. Well.
No, I know, but I can't get it. It's just like, I'm just kind of waiting for my stepmom to show up because she uses a walker. And she's only 67, and if he sees her using it, maybe then he might not think it's so bad.
Yeah.
He's just fighting with, you know, it's just a man ego thing, you know?
Yes. Yeah, it is.
I understand all that, but I don't know. Something has to be done because he's certainly, I don't feel like I just don't even want to go anywhere. I'm so worried to leave him, you know?
Yeah, and you don't need to just go through all this yourself.
Well, that's okay. I mean, that's what we do. I mean, I'm not having anxiety attacks or anything anymore, and I'm adjusting to everything. But you know, it's just so unusual.
Yes.
You know, so it's a little bit of an adjustment for everybody.
Well, certainly.
You know what I mean?
Well, hopefully this family doctor tomorrow will make some sense out of it. And
huh?
Hopefully this family doctor tomorrow will make some kind of sense out of it.
We're just talking to Justin. Do you want to say hi to Justin? Okay, he wants to say hi to you.
Okay.
There you go. Back to Justin. I'll take the dogs out.
Yeah. Hi, how are you
Hello,
doing,
sir.
Son?
Oh, not bad, thanks. How about yourself?
Oh, not doing too good.
No, not really.
Not really good at all.
Oh, shit. Well, yeah. It's late at night.
Oh, it ain't so late. It's just, I don't know, I'm just not doing well, so.
Oh, shit. Well, you're heading to the dock tomorrow, right?
Going to the doctor in the morning.
Well, I'm supposed to, but I don't know what's...
We're going to the family doctor in the morning.
Oh, that's the
family?
Same doctor that you was going to before. Okay, well, that guy is pretty good.
In the morning.
I'm not doing the best, but I'm getting by, so...
Yeah, I guess that's what we want, right? That's what we can...
That's what
anybody can hope for is get by.
Pretty soon.
Uh-huh.
But we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. How's the weather over there?
Oh, I think it's pretty nice.
Yeah?
It's pretty nice. There's snow on the ground, but...
Oh, yeah.
It's not too...
Better than that sloppy rain shit.
Not so nasty.
Oh, that's good. That's good. It's about minus 25 over here.
Oh, gee whiz, eh?
Yeah.
Gee whiz.
Every bit of the car squeaks and creaks
oh,
and groans.
It would.
Yeah.
I guess
oh, well.
It would.
Minus 25.
No, it's not too shabby here. And
that's good.
And I have to be honest, I haven't been feeling good, and I spend hours and hours and hours sleeping.
Well, you did go for a spill, so... You know,
just sleeping.
It does take a while to catch up from that kind of shit.
And so I think it's just catch up, you know?
I think, yeah.
And so I haven't been eating too many pills, but I have been eating them, so.
Well, I guess that's what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
How's your eating? Are you eating anything, or?
Oh, I don't know. I just get rid of them.
I mean, are you eating supper or anything?
How'd the trip home go? Good?
Oh, it was pretty good. Yeah, the roads were good. No problems.
Uh-huh.
I know a lot of people were going, oh, the roads are bad. I didn't think they were so bad. They're pretty good.
It's just okay to travel.
Yeah, no problems. Nobody in... Well, there's one guy in the ditch, but I think he was just being a meathead. That's not bad, one guy in the ditch.
Well, if you get your nose clean, you'll probably be okay.
Yeah, it looked like it wasn't so serious. Just his nose stuck in the ditch.
Uh-huh.
Not a biggie. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. It had a hamburger on the way, you know. Oh, I stopped at Cousin Patty's house on the way there.
Did you now?
Yeah. She said to drop by and, you know, spend the night,
yeah?
So I did. That was good. It's got a nice house. Cooked some supper, and that was pretty good. Geez, I haven't seen her in, what, 20, 25 years or something?
Probably. Jeez,
long time, long time.
Mm-hmm.
That was good to see her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just stop and go again.
Yeah, yeah. Spend the night, have some supper.
Oh, you did, eh?
Yeah, yeah. She made some supper. Pretty good. Some fish, some salmon.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. Yeah.
But, well,
after a long drive, you want to sit down.
Well, why shouldn't it be that way?
Yeah, yeah, I guess that's right.
Why should it not be like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Steve.
I guess next time I'm through, I'm probably going to have to stop again and say hello. You know, you can drive the whole damn thing in one day, or you could take a couple of days and have a nice time of it. I guess it's...
Why not?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, everything is chugging along here really well, I think, so...
Well, that's good, that's good.
That's
good.
Seems to be chugging. This little tiny dog...
Oh, yeah.
You know what he decided he should do? He decided he should take some dog food out of the dog food bucket and bring it in and put it up on the end of the bed for me.
Oh, really?
Of course.
Oh, that's awfully nice of him. I guess. if that's his idea of being nice, I guess so be it.
I looked at it and I said, well, how could this get here? You know, I know we don't have a rat, so...
No, probably not. And you know for certain it wouldn't be Cash.
And it certainly wouldn't be Cash, because he don't even jump up on the bed.
No. He's down on the floor.
But he picked up a bunch of little things, and I think he must have been feeling sorry for me that I wasn't feeling well, eh?
Well, that makes sense. Dogs are pretty smart. They know when people aren't doing so good.
Yeah, and he brought that in just to feed me.
Holy shit. Well, I guess he's doing his job, right? That's...
Yes, so. God, Jesus, was funny.
Holy hell.
It was funny, you know. We all had a...
He's not a stupid dog. He's got a pretty good brain in him.
Well, we all had a good laugh over him. It's pretty good.
Oh, that's good.
A little fucking runt.
Yeah. Pretty good for a little runt.
Oh, yeah. He's... Mm. And he comes, and of course he sleeps with me, and I continuously get my face washed. And...
Oh, yeah, you got to have that.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of his job, I guess.
Yeah, and it's part of the... thing. He's a good little guy, though. He is a really good little guy.
That's good. That's good.
I kind of like him. Eh?
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
But there's some crumbs, some dog crumbs sitting up on the end of the bed, eh?
He's just trying to feed you. You know,
he's trying to feed me.
Yeah.
He thought this old bohunk was sick or something, so he better eat him something.
Well, I guess that makes sense, right?
Yeah,
that's what dogs would
do.
You're part of the pack, and they look after the pack.
They do look after the pack, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
But it was sure funny. We had a good laugh.
Well, I hope you didn't eat it.
Well, I haven't ate it yet.
Okay. Save it for later, I guess.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
It would be funny. It's really funny.
Jeez.
Little dog.
That is a good dog.
Hey, he's only about, what, a fucking couple of pounds?
If that, yeah. I think the cat's got something on him.
Not much good.
Yeah.
But he's okay. He's a good puppy.
Good, good.
He's a good puppy. But it was sure funny. I laughed and laughed, you know. Barb come home, I told her... about it, and
Barb.
She's laughing at the stupid Joanne. Her fucking whatever these women, I can't get them all straight.
You got too many women?
No, they're all the same. One throws stones at you, the other one throws rocks. Huh?
Well, hopefully not too much of that going on now.
Hopefully.
I think I'm going to head to bed. It's 10:30 over here, I think.
Okay, old man, we'll talk to you again.
All right, take care.
We're supposed to go to that doctor tomorrow, but I think it's just those ordinary doctors.
Yes, it's a family doctor tomorrow.
So just a bit of a checkup. That can't seem so bad.
I sure haven't been feeling very well. I really haven't.
I'm sorry to hear that. Truly sorry to hear that.
I haven't been doing too fucking good. My head ain't working right.
Well, I guess we all been there.
And I go to sleep, and I can sleep.
Uh-huh.
But she tells me that I scream and holler all the time I'm sleeping, so.
So you got dreams. Crazy-ass dreams.
No, it's a fucking always in my fucking ass and hips and stuff that are hurting.
Oh, yeah, that will do it. In constant pain all night, that can't be fun.
I don't even know what's doing, but she tells me I scream and holler all night, so.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, hopefully, maybe you can do something about the pain in your damn hips, then. That's been going on for a bit.
Well, we're supposed to go, but we didn't catch up to one of them guys, so.
Shit. I think that was my fault. I phoned the wrong damn number and made an appointment, but...
Oh, that doesn't matter. Fuck
shit.
It.
Sorry about that. Well...
Doesn't matter. We'll get by. It'll heal up, I'm sure.
This is a temporary thing. Everybody has some spills, and they're screwed.
Everybody got always.
Yeah, it's all... I imagine it's temporary. So...
Okay, old man. We'll let you fly in.
All right.
We'll let you go to bed.
All right. I'll talk to you another time.
You betcha.
Take care.
Take care, son. Bye.
Bye now.